재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Page 134
Plants and animals all need air. Only about one-fifth of the air is oxygen. The other four-fifths is another gas, without taste, smell, or color, named nitrogen. Both plants and animals need nitrogen as well as oxygen, but they cannot take it from the air themselves. How do they get their supply of nitrogen?
There are very small organisms in soil and water which can take nitrogen out of the air and fix it in complex materials which plants and animals can use. These materials are taken up by plants through their roots in water from the soil. Animals get their nitrogen by eating plants. Some of this nitrogen comes away in animal waste, and people have, for many thousands of years, known enough to put animal waste back into the soil to help plants grow. Page 135.
Nitrogen, like carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen, is used over and over again in support of life. Plants build nitrogen up into complex structures. Animals eat the plants. Then animal waste and dead plants and fallen leaves are broken down into simpler forms again.
So the great round goes on without end, all made possible only by energy coming from the sun. Scientists say that all the oxygen and all the carbon dioxide now in the air have been put there after use by plants through photosynthesis. Page 136.
All organisms, it is clear, have a number of needs in common, of which air, water, food, and the sun's light and heat are the chief.
But people have many other needs, though we may not think of them as needs. One of them, our need for other people, is very important. First of all, we need other people to do things for us when we are very young or very old or when we are ill.
We need others to take care of us. We need their help. We need them to do things for us which we cannot do for ourselves. We need their love.
Page 137. Every hour of our lives, we do things that are possible only because of work which is done for us by other people.
Who grew the cotton? Who made the sheets? Who watched the sheep? Who washed the wool? Who made the blankets for the bed you sleep in?
Whose work are you using when you turn on the light? Who mined the coal which gives the power to heat and light your room?
But equally, men and women need to do things for other people. Most people are not happy if they are not in some way helping others, doing things for others. They need someone to love.
Page 138. All our lives, we need other people. In many parts of the world, families do everything for themselves. Until the 19th century, this was true almost everywhere outside the cities. Families were self-supporting.
They grew the food they needed, built their own houses, and made their own clothing and furniture, the candles for lighting the rooms at night, and the plows and carts for work on the farm by day.
In every way they took care of themselves. Living like this, a family is very like a simple organism. Page 139.
But a family living in a city today is more like a cell in a complex organism. Other people whom it does not know do almost everything for it. Workers in factories make the things it needs and send them to the stores, which sell them to it.
Other people teach its children in schools and take care of them in hospitals when they are ill. Police and fire stations keep watch over the city. lighting and water supplies, the clearing away of waste, the upkeep of streets and roads are all public services.
In exchange for all this, each of us does our own sort of work, our daily round, whatever it is. This is true for most of us, if not all.
Page 140. People need play as well as work, though. If your interest is deep enough, work and play can be the same thing. To some people, all their best work is a sort of play. They get so much pleasure from it and are so interested in it that they work when they don't need to. They are doing what they want most to do.
It was the philosopher Plato who said, "All learning is best done as play. Nothing learned under pressure takes root rightly in the mind. So let children's work be a sort of play." Republic, 537.
Page 141. People need work and play for the body and for the mind. They need music and dancing, rest and change.
They need books and talk with others, with old friends as well as with new people. They need new knowledge to keep their old knowledge clear and living.
A friend is someone you know and love, and with whom you have much in common. People you know only a little are not your friends in this sense, though they may become your friends if you get to know them better. Page 142.
People need to see beautiful things and to have beautiful things about them.
Drawing goes back very far into our past. The drawings of animals copied on this page may have been made as early as 25,000 BC. Page 143. Drawing can help to make ideas easier. The pictures drawn in this book, for example.
But the greatest drawing and painting and sculpture can make our highest powers come into play. The drawings below are of two pieces of sculpture, one from India and the other from Africa.
Page 144. We need to hear beautiful things.
Music may go back still farther in time than the other arts, but unhappily, we have no records of music before the discovery of writing. As with language, the writing of music may have started with pictures.
Today, not only do we have ways of writing down music, but we can make copies of the sound of music as it is played. Page 145. We need to make beautiful things.
Today, the great cities of the world have public art galleries and museums where anyone may see the paintings and drawings and sculpture of artists through the centuries.
Page 146. Great cities have theaters where plays of the past and the present are acted. They have music buildings where great works of music are played. They have libraries where the best that has been thought and written can be found.
Art and music and poetry come out of our greatest hours with ourselves and give others some of their greatest hours.
Page 147. We need to be alone sometimes to get to know ourselves better, though we need to be with other people, too, to get to know them better and ourselves through them.
The more we know one another, the better able we will be to live together in the world. The nations on the earth, the Chinese, the Indians, the British, the Russians, the Germans, the Americans, the French, and the others, know very little about one another. They look in different directions and have different ideas of themselves and of the world. They live in different worlds.
This is good only if they have bridges between their separate worlds and get to know enough about each other. Page 148.
A little knowledge about other nations too little knowledge can make them seem bad.
But we can't turn the clock back to yesterday when nations could keep to themselves and live without any knowledge of or help from other countries.
The thing to do now is to get more knowledge about other peoples. And knowledge of other languages is necessary for this. We need many more people with a deep knowledge of other languages than their own.
We have to know a language well if we are to know what people who use it mean and think. Page 149.
In English, as in any other language, we do not always say what we mean or mean what we say. This is true of some of the things we say every day. For example, how do you do? How are you? This is what people say on meeting. Sometimes they stop and shake hands. How are you looks like a question. It is written with a question mark after it. And sometimes how are you is a question. One person may want to know if another is well or ill, how their health is, and so on.
Page 150. When these are questions, they are almost always said as if the person who says them means them as questions and wants an answer.
But most of the time, they are said in a way which does not ask for any answer. When these words are said so, we do not answer, "I am tired," or "I have a bad cold," or "I am not well." We say the same thing back to the other person, "How are you?" or "Hello." Such words are like a smile or a wave of the hand.
In the same way, when we meet someone in the morning, we may say, "Good morning." The weather may be very bad, but we say, "Good morning," and the other person will say, "Good morning," back to us. We are not talking about the weather or about how good or bad the morning is. Page 151.
Again, when people are parting, they may say, "Good morning," or "Good afternoon," or "Good evening," or "Good night" to one another in place of "Goodbye." They are not talking about the weather, but saying, "May all be well with you at this time."
You will find few people today who know that "goodbye" is a short way of saying "God be with you." But in times past, when religion had more place than it now has in education, a child could be taught this very young as part of a knowledge of English.